now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out, live from the BCFM studios here in central Bristol.
He's Andy Shilton and I'm Lara Lanamy, and on today's show, Safe Spaces.
Sasky 5 and Under the Brolly podcast.
We talked to Andrew King from Stonewater.
All that and more coming today right here on Shout Out. See, I was just testing.
Oh, no, yeah, I was totally on my toes. Yeah. Like, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I back you up, you back me up. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
I'm really sorry, I got that opening jingle completely around the wrong way.
Nobody noticed
at all.
No one noticed. I haven't been here in ages.
I know. Welcome to Studio 2.
I know, it's nice and hot.
It is, rather, isn't it?
I feel like definitely...
You should have been here when it was 28 degrees outside.
Oh, no, I would have loved that. Like, who needs a sauna? Like, you don't need to go to a sauna. Come to Studio 2 and we'll have all your sweating needs provided.
Yeah. Explain some of the smells.
Please don't. I'm trying to put
that on my nose. I'm making it sound worse than it actually is. So it's just nice to be on air, if I'm honest.
Do you know what? I've missed it so much. Like, I haven't been on air for a long time, and I know people have missed me. So I thought, you know, I'll
always miss you.
Oh, you're
lovely,
so
dulcet
cute.
Tone.
Oh, I hope so. I've been trying to work on my sexy voice again. So,
How's your sexy voice go?
It's not. I need to have a cough or something. Do you know what I mean? No, it's like croaky, but yeah, I'm just trying to do it like nice and lovingly. There you go. See, I can do a whole workshop on that.
So Steph's getting a hot flash in the corner there.
Oh, well, I can't help it. What can I do?
It's rather warm over here, yes.
Is that because of me or because of just the room?
Probably a bit of both.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I like that. Keep that.
Was that a good answer? I'm
that
diplomatic.
Was perfect. Yeah. You know. Not what I heard.
Ouch.
Anyway, very packed show as always coming up today. We're going to be talking to Andrew shortly about quite a serious subject, actually.
Yeah, very serious.
But it sounds like a very good project that's just kind of starting up. We'll find out a little bit more later on. So, and Sasky's back. She's coming up next.
Gotta love a Sasky 5.
It's quiet in here, so Hans must be outside rehearsing the news or something.
Definitely is. Normally she's my little psychic, but yeah, no.
Yeah, she's with the news editor.
And Under the Brolly are back as well. So is it officially Under the Brolly? Because it was under the umbrella.
No, the podcast is called Under the Brolly.
Right, okay. And they're under the umbrella.
Yeah.
Just
like you are.
What, under the umbrella?
Under the rainbow umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, we all are, kind of.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? We are.
We are, and I love it. It's nice. So how have you been, Steffi?
I've been okay. It's been a good week since the last show. Yeah.
How are you dealing with the weather change? I know this is... Everyone talks about the weather in Britain, but
there's
like, oh,
actually,
my God.
Lots of my friends are going down with colds and coughs and all that, but I've managed to keep away from it.
It's that time of year, isn't it? Unless at work it's going around as well, that dreaded, you look at them and you're like, I can see your noses going around. They're like, I don't quite feel right.
Yeah, no, I hate it. Like, the thing is, I always used to be a winter baby. I love winter because you're cosy, layers.
It's when the clocks go back, I hate it. Suddenly it's dark at night.
5 p.m. 5 p.m. It's dark, and I'm like, you have to walk home, and it's just... But like I thought I was a winter baby, then I realised I love summer. This summer has been pretty good.
The bank holiday weekend was stonkingly good.
Amazing.
It's going to be good this weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah, but it won't be like the bank holiday. It won't be that hot. It's going to be
like
2021.
Which is not
I mean,
too shabby.
I don't want it too hot. Like, how many people in Britain complain when it's too hot?
Well, we just complain. Too hot, too cold.
To be fair, I realise I'm not a complainer because I'm me. It's because I'm British. So, fair enough. Like,
and the news team have just rocked up.
Oh, so, here we go.
Something got louder. Yeah, right, let's go catch up with Sasky then, shall we? We'll be back in a minute.
Sasky 5. Oh, yes.
Welcome to LGBTQ Shout Out Radio and my Sasky 5. And this week I am talking to the king of edutainment and CEU of Pop and Ollie, Mr. Ollie Pike. Ollie, how are you?
Hello, hello. I am great.
Oh, listen, so pleased to talk to you. Look, before we go any further, can you just quickly explain, tell us what CEU stands for?
CEU stands for Chief Executive Unicorn, of course. What else?
Fabulous. I love it. I love it so much. Right, so listen, for those who don't know, please explain a little bit more about the amazing Pop and Ollie and what it's about.
Yeah, so Pop and Ollie is an LGBT plus edutainment resource used by children, parents, carers and teachers. And our animated videos and books are being used across the UK and beyond to teach about equality and diversity whilst ultimately helping to combat homo, bi and transphobia.
Oh, listen, I love your work. You know, I love everything that you do anyway, Ollie. I'm a big fan. But obviously, as an LGBT plus educator myself, using your resources in schools, like, I just see how well the kids respond to them. And, you know, like you say, they are LGBT plus focused around creating the support around tackling HBT bullying, homophobic, biphobic, transphobic bullying. But what I also love is very often, you know, it's focusing on a different type of discrimination. And when I say that, I mean that in a positive way, because obviously, it's about letting people know that discrimination affects us all, right?
Yeah, so a lot of the time with my stories, I kind of make the LGBT plus factor not that big of a deal. Mm. Like, a character might just have two mums, or they might be gay, or they might be trans. And normally, the focus of the story is on something else, and that's kind of a way of just making it as familiar as possible and not kind of, like, othering it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true, because that's how I start breaking down those barriers against discrimination, isn't it? And you know, working towards equality, which is what you're all about. But unfortunately, we have had some issues around LGBT plus education. We've obviously had protests happening for bringing in the LGBT inclusive education around SRE, which I'm so pleased is happening. What do you think is the fear for some parents or people in general that have got an issue around that?
I think for some people, they do not understand that it's not about sex. I think LGBT plus people have been unfairly sexualized, and they think that that's all we are. However, for some people, you know, we've shown them the books, we've shown them the videos, and they've seen that they're completely age appropriate, and they still can't get their head around it. And for me, that just demonstrates that actually they're just being homophobic, because it is okay. They're just choosing not to accept it.
Yeah, and that's the sad truth, isn't it? The reality of it. I mean, obviously, we did the Victoria Derbyshire show recently, and we had it at face value, didn't we? Unfortunately,
but
like you say, when they've seen the books, and they can see that they're just purely, you know, innocent books about different families. There's nothing malice in it, absolutely nothing at all, and nothing sexual, which is a big issue. It's just madness to me. Okay, so on a positive note, right? Let's move this forward. You've had a book launch last week. So tell us about the book in a nutshell, and also the campaign behind it. What's the mission?
Yeah, so my new book is called Kenny Lives with Erica and Martina, based on a 1980s book. You can go and research that, because it's an interesting little story.
Yeah.
But my book is just about teaching children about acceptance, diversity and equality, basically. Mm. And my plan is to get a copy of this book. It's an LGBT plus inclusive book, to get a copy of it in every single UK primary school, hopefully in time for September 2020, so all schools have at least one LGBT plus inclusive resource to use. So that's the plan.
Yes, I love this, Ollie. So listen, how can people get involved and help with the mission? How can they start getting the books into as many schools as possible?
So what you can do is, well, everyone can buy a book from themselves if they want, but what a lot of people are doing is buying books for their old primary school or like their local one. So to do that, just go to popandollie.com/Kenny Lives.
Great. Fabulous. Right. So listen, I'm going to be part of that mission as well. In fact, I've already bought my book and I've got to put it in my primary school. But yeah, loving your work as always. It's such an important thing and obviously something that I hold close to my heart as a trainer as well. And yeah, lastly, where can people find you? Social media.
So you can find me at Pop and Ollie on various platforms, or you can find me, Ollie Pike, on Instagram and Twitter. So follow me.
Listen, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to stalk you. So, in fact, yes. I'm behind you now, Ollie. Listen, thank you so much for coming on my Sassy Five. I'm loving your work. Keep it up. And listen, really excited to hear about how that mission goes. And let's get a book in every primary school in the UK and get LGBT plus inclusive education on the map where it should be. Thank you so much, Ollie. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't really need any kind of intro, that one,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. I think anyone that doesn't know that song, I do not want to know, to be honest.
Oh, well, they might not want to know you.
We all know.
Well, this song is a classic, sung beautifully well.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
I was going to say. But, mind you, you've got a script in front of you, so... Aretha
Andy,
Franklin
come on
and
now.
Say a little prayer. No, I was going to quiz you to see if you knew who it was.
I'm throwing you the balls and you're not back. You're missing them. You're completely missing them. Like hands over there. Like completely missing the balls.
So your microphone looks a little bit high there, hands.
I'm just really short.
She's short. Because she is
Bilbo
short.
Bilbo Baggins here live for Shout Out. Ready.
That's a bit of a... That's
and
a
hello, Terry. How are you?
Oh, good evening. Yes, I'm not too bad, thank you.
Marvellous.
Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I was distracted by Hans' face. I don't know why.
Lord. As we all are.
That was very high-pitched in my ear there.
Thank you. I know. Sometimes I can't voice regulate.
I thought you said earlier you were going deep and sexy.
I was, and then suddenly the hi me came
and
out.
Then,
so.
And then Hans walked through the door and it all just went out the window,
suddenly,
really.
Suddenly I'm like, yeah, I don't know what happened there, but back to sexy.
Well, should we get some news headlines?
You're more than welcome.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 12th of September.
TalkSport Radio has been one of the success stories in the British media in this age of austerity. Now, unlike the United States, where dedicated sports channels have been around since the 1930s, Britain has only had these type of services since deregulation in the 90s. TalkSport operates on AM and on digital DAB platforms. And now, TalkSport 2 is to broadcast a dedicated programme on women's football. It is, according to the media website RCS, the first time the women's incarnation of the beautiful game has been given a dedicated show on national radio in Britain. BBC Radio 5 also covers some women's football, and the combination of services will reflect the huge growth of interest in the women's game in recent months. The head of TalkSport, Lee Clayton, said, "Women's football is a big growth area, and we're delighted that we can build on the momentum of the Women's World Cup by broadcasting the only dedicated weekly women's football show. Women's Football Weekly will offer fans all the insight and analysis from the Barclays FA Women's Super League and beyond, headed up by the excellent Faye Carruthers and leading guests from the world of women's football. The new show will go out on TalkSport 2 on Monday nights at 7 o'clock.
Ruth Hunt, who was until recently the chief executive of Stonewall, has been made a crossbench life peer in Theresa May's parting honours list, reports Civil Society, a website which networks information for the voluntary and charity sector. The website explains that the Prime Minister's resignation honours are granted by the Queen at the request of an outgoing Prime Minister. These honours and peerages follow the resignation of Theresa May, who led the government between 2016 and this summer. Ruth Hunt was the chief executive of Stonewall until August 2019. She was appointed in August 2014, replacing Ben Summerskill. Under Ms Hunt's direction, Stonewall had a major change in policy, for the first time expanding its reach to lobby for transgender rights. This put it into conflict with some of the more intolerant members of the feminist community, with one group actually vandalising the organisation's front door, which earned widespread condemnation and alienated many gay and bi women from the radicals' cause. Hunt saw the organisation through a significant growth period, with staff numbers increasing from 75 to 160 and income growing nearly £9 million per annum. Jan Gooding, chair of Stonewall, said in a press release, "We're delighted Ruth Hunt has been granted a peerage. She's an inspirational and dedicated leader who transformed Stonewall's culture, including integrating trans communities into our work and forming a unique partnership with the Rainbow Project in Northern Ireland. I know that her collaborative and intelligent approach will add huge value in the House of Lords. In 2015, Hunt was voted the third most influential LGBT person in Britain in the Independent's Rainbow List. She received two honorary degrees in 2015, one from Cardiff University and the other from Keele University. The list of peerages sees those appointed sit in the House of Lords. Sir Simon Woolley, the founder of Operation Black Vote, a campaigning group that seeks to inspire BME communities to engage with our public institutions, was also made crossbench life peer.
The local news channel Bristol TV was amongst those reporting early on Friday evening that the former president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, had died at the age of 92. Mr. Mugabe gained power in 1980 after leading an independence movement in the country, which had once been a white apartheid state called Rhodesia. Mr. Mugabe had earned some initial praise and success as a reformer who had presided over a transfer to black majority rule. Unfortunately for LGBT Zimbabweans, as he grew older, so his ambitions became clearer, and a willingness to blame others for the country's economic performance. He at various times claimed that Tony Blair, outsiders, dissidents and even LGBT people were responsible for what independent experts deemed were part of his nepotism. Mr. Mugabe tried to deflect attention by blaming gay people, particularly between 1999 and 2008. He spoke on state-run media and encouraged the police to conduct witch hunts of LGBT people and political dissidents. Exiled groups in the UK united with gay activists to maintain the pressure on Zimbabwe, and London hosted exile newspapers and radio stations that were avidly consumed by a population starved from rational discussions. Gay activist Peter Tatchell attempted to perform a citizen's arrest on Mr. Mugabe in 2002 and was left bloodied by his henchmen, but in the process earned a rare commendation from the Daily Mail newspaper, who said that despite their differences with Mr. Tatchell, they acknowledged his preparedness to stand up to dictators, something that parliamentarians had failed to do. Mr. Tatchell later told the political internet channel 18 Doughty Street that although he was a pacifist, a case could be made for the people of Zimbabwe to conduct a targeted execution of Mr. Mugabe for crimes against humanity. With continued economic instability and the aging Mr. Mugabe apparently becoming detached from reality, he was removed in a coup d'etat in 2017. Although he continued to speak from the sidelines, most Zimbabweans welcomed his political demise, and the new regime in the capital has toned down the bulk of Mr. Mugabe's anti-LGBT rhetoric. The country, however, is still considered by political scientists a problem case in terms of democratic norms.
A number of media have reported the launch of a new version of the Monopoly board game, in which female participants have more money to spend initially than men. The initiative follows many other variations on the Monopoly theme, including a Bristol version and even a dinosaur-themed game. The new female-boosting Monopoly game and a variety of responses, ranging from a wry support from The Guardian to others saying that feminism should be about equalising the proverbial playing field rather than granting women supremacy under a corrupt capitalist system.
And finally, the Jewish Chronicle newspaper reports that actor, composer and drag queen Guy Wolf will perform his show The Chronicles of Electra about the identity struggles of a young Jewish girl at the Limmud Festival. The paper, which is one of the oldest community media in the UK, having been established back in 1841, says the festival is aimed at increasing the use of Yiddish amongst European people of Jewish ancestry.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Hans Peregrin.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
I don't know, you had to get dinosaurs in there somewhere, didn't you?
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
No, please. I will use your full name as well.
Well, that's an LP, and it's called Lost on You.
Can you hear me?
You do know you're on air, don't you?
I don't know. Oh, I can't hear myself.
And her full name, Lara, is Laura Prepagazzoli.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, Prepagazzoli.
Prepagazzoli. That's not my name, but yeah.
It sounds like a delicious pasta dish.
Oh, it's your name.
No, okay. It's LP. It's the song. Hans, do you want to step in and present with me?
Hi.
Excuse me.
Is that your excuse?
You're lucky to be next to me.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Hello. Thank you. Think you'll find.
I can present.
With your rolled up legs and.
Yeah, no. I mean.
It's getting hot in here, so Lara decided she was just going to roll up her legs.
Let's not like, roll
what
up my legs.
You, doing? Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know. It's hot.
It is hot, so.
But anyway, moving on.
So, a very warm welcome to Andrew.
Hello.
Welcome to the madhouse that is Shout Out.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Andrew's been here since before we went on air behind the scenes, just chuckling along with us off air. You get the nice bit to see what goes on off air when you come in as a guest, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to come back. It's good fun.
Ooh, so. I like that. Do come back.
So, now, because it is more of a serious thing that we're going to be talking to you about, isn't it? But before we get on to what's going on now, give us a bit of background about you and who you work for.
Yeah, sure. So I work for an organisation called Stonewall Tetterbury, a national housing organisation, and I work for our supported housing department. So we manage several different services across the country,
right,
supporting young people, those with mental health, and people who have experienced domestic abuse.
Cool. And it's basically providing homes for people in bad situations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So people come and live with us in our properties, and we provide support staff who coach our customers to ultimately achieve their goals. It's all about a person-centered approach where we find out what our customers' goals are in life and then plan for how they're going to get there.
Right. So, okay, so let's just take it back. So what is domestic abuse? Like, can you define it for me and all its forms? Because there's many different types, right?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the common misconceptions is that domestic abuse is purely around violence. But actually, domestic abuse comes in many forms. It can be financial. It could be emotional. It can be physical, amongst other things as well. So that's a common misconception. Well, you weren't physically hurt, so how can this be domestic abuse? And actually, it can.
Now, one of the reasons that we're talking to you is because you've got... you okay?
Yes.
Marvellous. Cool. Yeah. Sorry, Steph's just climbing around underneath the desk for some reason. Sorry, Andrew. Now, one of the reasons we're actually talking to you is because you're doing something that's quite unique across the UK, aren't you?
Yes, so... As a country, I suppose, we know a lot more about domestic abuse in heterosexual relationships, but there is very little provision for members of the LGBT community who have experienced domestic abuse
Why
themselves.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's partly down to only recent recognition, really, in reality, in real terms, of LGBT rights, and even we know that we've got still a long way to go on that front as well. But also down to just the lack of recording and the lack of knowledge in that area. And people like Stonewall and Gallup have done some really good groundbreaking work into domestic abuse in the LGBT community and actually trying to get an understanding of how prevalent it is. And what we do know from recent surveys and studies is that actually we believe it's possibly higher within the community than what's reported in the within heterosexual relationships. So, for example, we know that around 1 in 4 lesbian and bi women have experienced domestic abuse in a relationship.
Wow, one in four.
I mean, the biggest killer of women, well, the biggest killer of women in general is domestic violence. So it makes kind of a lot of sense, and it's weird that we haven't even thought to look at those statistics before. So yeah,
it's really harrowing, and I identify as a member of the LGBT community myself, and I'd never really considered it, certainly not that it might be a higher statistic, and those figures go on higher for gay and bisexual men. It's 49%. Wow. Which is just absolutely shocking, and there's the statistics for trans people aren't as clear cut, but recent studies have shown that we're looking at around about 80% of trans people have experienced some form of emotional, sexual or physical abuse from a partner or ex-partner, which is just shocking.
High. Now, I think it's absolutely brilliant the fact that there's somewhere special for that's coming that is specifically aimed at the LGBT community, especially yes. when you hear things like that. But I can imagine if I played devil's advocate, there'd be people out there that go, but why? What's needed that's different from a straight person who suffers domestic abuse?
Yeah. So the biggest problem is that there is as I say, very little provision in terms of refuges and safe spaces for members of the LGBT community to flee to when they need to ultimately escape from that abusive relationship. I joined the organisation in September last year, and this was very much the brainchild of one of our directors, Guy Stenson. And he said to me, here's the idea. We've got a building coming to us. Would you get it off the ground? So great, yeah. Let's go for it. And for example, most of the accommodation that's out there, refuges and things, they are primarily aimed at heterosexual cisgendered women. Right. And it's really difficult to access those services if you don't fall into that category. So what we're doing is we've opened up a safe space, which is there for members of the LGBT community who have experienced domestic abuse, or perhaps hate crime, discrimination, family breakdown, anything that means that they can't live safely where they currently live. They can come and stay in our safe space, where they will receive targeted support from our dedicated specialist coaches who provide that support. And in the same way we do with our other customers, it's looking at that person-centered approach. How can we build this person up to go on and live independently, build healthy and sustainable relationships, and ultimately live the life that they want to lead?
Can I ask a question, though? It might be a bit weird, but like, so how do you safeguard them, though? Because obviously their partners or whoever's abusing them is still out there, I'm guessing. Yeah. So how do you make sure there's a safety for them, so they don't come looking for them? Because obviously you can't protect them against everything. So like, I was just wondering, how do you do that?
Yeah, no, completely. And for us, so we do a lot of work around safety planning, and that's a big part of the work that we do at all of our domestic abuse services. So it's about looking at the risks that are posing to that customer, and how we can mitigate that risk where possible, or certainly lower that risk. So as I say, we do a lot of safety planning. We have a lot of conversations around best practice in terms of, you know, not disclosing your location to family members or friends of your ex-partner, and where people are discovered, which does happen, we then work very swiftly to find them an alternative location so that they are safe.
Okay, so that sounds amazing. That's something needed. So,
and I notice you call them customers as well. I presume that's for a specific reason.
Stonewater, we are big on our customers being at the heart of everything we do. And so, yeah, we call them our customers. They're not, they're not individuals. They're not
victims.
Residents. They're not victims. You're not defined by what you've experienced. And I think that's a really big part of what we do, that actually you've experienced this, but it's not who you are.
Yeah.
In the same way that, you know, because I identify as LGBT, being gay isn't who I am as a whole, it's a part of me, but I'm a multifaceted person, as we all are. And actually, if you allow yourself to be defined by that abuse, that's when the struggle is going to come with moving on and building your life again.
So with domestic abuse, how would, say, friends or family kind of like intervene, kind of thing? Because I'm not suggesting that they should, but like, as a friend, if I saw someone going through that, it'd be quite hard to see that happening. So how what could I do?
So it's really difficult, because as a friend or family member who knows that that friend or family member is going through domestic abuse, you want to go in and save them. And you can't. You really want to, but it's not the way that you're gonna protect that person. I think the biggest thing you can do is be a listening ear. Allow that person to know that they've got a safe place to come and talk confidentially about what they're experiencing. Give them tools. You can let them know where they can turn to. For example, Gallup run the National Domestic Abuse Helpline for the LGBT community, and I would recommend as well that if you were a friend of someone experiencing domestic abuse, that actually you contact those support organisations to get some advice as well.
Well, it can also be quite difficult, can't it? Because domestic abuse comes in so many different forms, it's very common to think it must be something that's physical, and it really often isn't. It can be the quite a serious mental thing as well, where people can get very controlling, just as an example. is it true that a lot of people don't always identify that they are even in a domestic abuse situation for quite some time?
I think that's completely true, particularly, as you say, with kind of the less visible versions of abuse around the emotional. But I think even people who've experienced physical abuse will, in the beginning, particularly make excuses for it. Well, I'd upset him or her, or, well, I should have done that differently, and then he or she wouldn't have been angry. And that's a common thing. And I think with the less visible forms as well, you can almost start to convince yourself that it's in your head, that there's something wrong with you as a person. Oh, I'm being oversensitive.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's really difficult to recognise.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's brilliant to know that there's something new coming. That says, you know, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the existing ones that are out there, but it's lovely to hear that there's something coming that's specifically aimed at the LGBT plus community. Because, like you say, that there is slight differences, and it is great to have these things, you know. And I hope it's the first of many, if I'm honest.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for coming and talking to us. Now, if anyone is listening and they're concerned, or they've got worries, or they'd like someone to talk to, is that something they can do with you? Can they go to your website, or
so they can go to our website at stonewater.org, and there's information about the services that we provide. Equally, if someone wants to refer themselves or a friend or family member into the service, or you're a professional working with the community, you can email us at safespace@stonewater.org, and we are open for referrals.
Brilliant. Cool.
This is amazing. I keep saying that, but honestly, I'm so glad that this has happened. So thank you.
Not at all. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Under the Brolly, the My Umbrella podcast aiming to educate and inform the wider community about the lesser known LGBT plus sexualities, genders, identities, kinks and fetishes.
My Umbrella is a volunteer-led support group based in Reading, Berkshire, for the lesser-known LGBT plus identities.
We were launched by Reading Pride in 2015, and our aim is to educate, support and socialise. We also aim to signpost those who require the support and advice from other organisations to the relevant services.
This podcast aims to give you an introduction to both the well-known and lesser-known LGBT plus identities.
My name is Steve.
And my name's Tom.
And this month, as Pride season continues to deliver some amazing events in some fantastic locations, we wanted to use this month's podcast to provide all our listeners with an overview of gender and the spectrums that contribute to what makes up gender and sexuality, in the form of the My Umbrella interpretation of the genderbread person.
What follows are five different spectrums which are mapped out in our My Umbrella gingerbread person, reflecting the different factors which contribute to a person's gender and or sexuality.
For those of you who wish to get a copy of the My Umbrella interpretation of the genderbread person, this can be found on page 2 of our guide to LGBT+. Details on how you can get a copy later in the podcast.
It's worth mentioning that no individual may necessarily choose to identify with every spectrum. What follows is purely a guide to help better understand what is meant by gender and or sexuality.
Don't forget that all of these factors contribute to what makes an individual, and only if they are comfortable doing so will they choose to talk openly about their gender and or sexuality with others.
And when dealing with these terms, it's important to remember that gender identity, romantic attraction, sexual attraction, biological sex and gender expression are independent of each other.
Some of these terms can be used in a derogatory way, and care must be taken when speaking to someone about their gender identity and or sexuality.
It's always best practice to ask the person which terms and pronouns they prefer.
Let's move on to the first spectrum on our genderbread person.
So the first spectrum is gender identity, which spans from agender to pangender, with gender fluid in the middle. This is how you in your head define your gender based on how much you align or don't align with what you understand to be the options for gender. You can be a mixture of both to varying degrees.
What then follows is romantic attraction. This starts from aromantic and goes to panromantic. Romantic attraction is the feeling of non-sexual attraction to others that is more about who the person is than what they look like. You may develop romantic feelings for someone based on aesthetics, intellect, or personality.
Then we have sexual attraction, which is on a scale from asexual to pansexual. and this is a feeling of arousal or biological response to others, often relating to how a person looks, acts or behaves.
Next comes biological sex, ranging from female through to male. These are the physical sex characteristics you were born with and develop, including genitalia, body shape, voice pitch, body hair, hormones, chromosomes and more. People whose sexual characteristics are not either all typically male or all typically female at birth are known as intersex.
And then finally we have gender expression, which is represented on the scale from feminine to masculine with androgynous in the middle. These are the ways that you present gender through your actions, dress and demeanour, and how they are interpreted based on gender norms. Androgynous people have the characteristics or nature of both male and female, or are neither specifically feminine or masculine.
So there it is. There's our interpretation from my umbrella of a gender overview as part of the Genderbread Person. If you want to find out more about the My Umbrella Genderbread Person, alongside a whole host of different and varying LGBT plus identities, genders, sexualities, kinks and fetishes, you can grab hold of the new My Umbrella Guide to LGBT plus, available from our online shop, which is located at myumbrella.org.uk/shop.
Here you'll also find lots of lovely merchandise in the form of badges, keyrings, bottle openers, magnets and coasters, and a huge selection of various flag designs. Even better, we can now offer personalised flags and produce almost any flag that is not currently featured in our listings.
If you fancy being a part of any future shows, then get in touch. Details to follow. Don't worry about people knowing your name or hearing your voice, as we have ways and means to disguise this, and you don't have to use your real name.
And if you want to find out more about My Umbrella, or even find out where we're going to be next at Pride's, feel free to check out our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just type in My Umbrella into the search bar of any of these and you'll find us.
As always, for those of you who listen regularly, you don't just need to turn up to a Pride where we are at to get involved with the show. We would love to hear from any of you out there who want us to showcase your LGBT plus identity.
Just drop us an email to info@myumbrella.org.uk and put into the subject line under the brolly and let us know what LGBT plus identity you'd like us to feature. It could be yours or it could be one you've never heard of.
Until then, we'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Oh, I like this song.
Do you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's definitely, me and Hans were definitely grooving to it.
You're grooving to it.
Yeah,
oh,
getting down.
Alexis Jordan.
Yeah. What? You're right there. Yeah. Ever deflating Mike. I can't speak today. I'm having one of those days. I think it's because I've had such a good day that I just, nothing's in my head anymore.
Is there something in that that Alexis Jordan is flicking Sean Paul's switch? Is there an innuendo there somewhere, or is it just that she's turning the lights out?
I don't know. It could be many different things because, you know, turning lights out can lead to things as well.
Very true.
Yeah, I know, you know all about that. Anyway, moving swiftly on past that. How have you been, Dandy? What have you been up to?
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing you into the conversation.
Using me as a scapegoat.
No, I'm not. Like, but you know, I was beads of sweat rolling down my face, so I just kind of moved on. So yeah, how have you been?
No, I'm good. So. Yeah.
Cool. That was
not really much else I can say.
Literally, I'm trying, no one's throwing me a bone here. No one's throwing me a bone, but oh well.
Why, do you want me to ask you how you are? Or
yes,
something?
Of course.
Oh, do I want to know?
Oh my god.
Okay, how are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
So, what happened to the sexy voice? You said top of show. I'm going to do sexy voice today.
I know, but I thought it was a bit too much for my first, like, kind of coming back in. Like, I didn't want to, like, have a rush of listeners come in, you know, and so. I need my fans back, but I need to.
So, perhaps you should do the outro in a particular style.
The outro?
The outro.
Oh, the outro. Yeah. I will.
Do you like pirate?
No.
Yorkshire.
I can do Yorkshire.
That's not that
I'm from Tecknoth, though.
I'm from Tecknoth.
I'm from Tecknoth.
Leeds.
Leeds, yeah.
Or Manchester.
Yes, that is the one. I can only do it when I'm bantering with hands. I can't actually do accents like off the cuff. Like, I can do deep south, like, I'm from Carolina. Like, how are you then? Curtis? I says Curtis.
I love it down there deep south.
Oh my God, it's
we can do it together, Laura.
Oh, have you had the chicken?
I love Mason bacon.
Oh,
chicken.
Do you, honey?
deep fried bacon chicken.
Oh my God. It completely changes the dynamic of the whole show when you do that. It really does.
It's the faces they're making as well. Finger licking good.
I know I am.
Where are you originally from, Hans? Are you born and bred Bristol or are you somewhere else originally?
I'm originally from a tiny little village called Wemden, which is just outside of Bridgewater.
Oh, okay. So you're
so no one knows Southwesterner. Where you are from.
she doesn't know where she's from. Mother sent me to private nursery. That's why one sounds like this. To get rid of me. At 3 years old, I was too much and nothing's changed.
Oh, I love it, though.
Oh, dear.
Was it an LGBT nursery?
They let me be queer, if that's what
did
you
they?
Mean. Yeah.
Oh wow, I went to a Catholic school, so I didn't know anything about that. But yeah, damn.
Oh yeah, I was always sort of accepted exactly who I am at school. I was very lucky from three
up. Such a lucky person. Yeah. But at least now the Equality Act has come in and they have to do it now. So. Uh-huh.
I mean, well, it wasn't talked about, but I was accepted. It wasn't. They weren't allowed to talk about it. It wasn't.
In fact, even at university.
That's enough. Good Lord.
Sorry.
How even much longer do you want the mic?
I'm done.
Oh damn! Snap that finger. Do it.
Turn your bass off.
Is it
that one? There we go. There you go. Hello, Lara.
Hello. 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 I'm right on cut tails. Here we go.
Oh my God, thank God we've only got a minute left.
Sorry,
only a minute. I was just going to say, when is the end of the show? Because Andy really needs to put his clothes back on.
Doesn't he? It's not a sight.
Could you take him off then, please?
Oh, what?
Sorry, that went straight over my head.
Wow, this has digressed. I'm apologising currently for our show. We're apparently unclothing and clothing people now. So, but it is hot enough to, like, it's getting
I think it's getting to everyone, don't you, the heat?
Yeah, you should play Nelly. It's getting hot in here.
No, can you imagine what you'd have done if I'd have played so that?
Oh,
next week, normal service will resume, I promise. I might be on air with someone civilised.
Is there a normal service? Well, this is a normal service, pre-Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Anyway, that's it for this week.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show, same time, same station.
Until then, check us out online, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout is made at BCFM.
And this week's presenters were the lovely Laura Lalabay and myself, Andy
Shilton. That is not how you say my name.
Well, how do you say your name?
Lalamy.
Lalamy, okay. I thought it was Lalabay, sorry. Oh, dear. Diva. Anyway, the show's produced by Steph Barnett. It's not. Did I get that one right? Steffi Barnett, isn't it?
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Get on with it.
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.